You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
If you've just tuned in, you are listening to KC Forum. Of course, it is public affairs with an entertaining spin. We bring it to you every single Sunday right here on this radio station between 6:30 and 7. And we talk about all sorts of things. We're going to be talking about how you can help the population who find themselves homeless here in the Kansas City area. And it is Care of Poor People, which is an organization, a nonprofit. So we'll be talking to Richard Tripp about how you can help if you'd like to help them this holiday season. And we're also going to find out about women who are veterans and their benefits at the VA hospital. Lots of stuff, lots of things to talk about. But first up, we are going to talk about Good Search. We have Scott Garrell on the phone. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing very well and very intrigued about Good Search. Three easy ways to do good on Giving Tuesday. Let's talk about what Giving Tuesday is.
Sure. So Giving Tuesday is a collaboration of companies, nonprofits, and businesses getting together to say it's a national day of giving back. We're in the holiday season. People certainly are thinking about how lucky they are for what they have. And it's a day, the day after Cyber Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving, when there's a lot of shopping. We've asked people to take one action to make the world better.
All right. So what can they do out there?
Well, I mean, if you think about it right now, it's the holiday season, and folks want to donate to a charity, but they also want to buy gifts, and that can get very costly, particularly because of where the economy is at. There's a study by a company called Barna.org that said that 41% of people in America are cutting back on charitable giving this year. We have a solution. It's goodshop.com. It's an easy way to give back as you buy your holiday gifts, which is free for you. Let me be more specific.
Mm-hmm.
GoodShop has partnered with 2,500 major national online retailers, ranging from Amazon to Walmart to Toys R Us to The Gap. And these retailers give a percent back to your favorite charity or school every time you make a purchase through GoodShop.com. And the best part is, we also have over 100,000 money-saving coupons available. So people in the Kansas City area and across America can save money, give back to their favorite charity or school, and as they buy holiday gifts, and it's no cost to them.
I mean, they're actually doing good for the economy and then good for one of their charities.
That's correct, and it's all doing that at the same time through GoodShop.com.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so for folks out there who are listening, let's just explain a little bit more. Through Good Search, for instance, you search the internet powered by Yahoo, shop online, and there are thousands of stores. And then also, if you go out to eat, a donation will be made to your favorite cause. Now, as you mentioned, we can look online to see if our favorite cause is there, or how do you do that? How do you search to see, you know?
Sure. So here's the way it works. So we have three different products at our company. If users start at goodsearch.com, when they get to that page, they will have the ability to look and pick a cause. We have over 100,000 charities and schools that use us to raise money, and most likely their causes are there. And so then they just have to select their cause, and the minute they do that, if they search the web through Good Search, they'll earn a penny a search every time they do it. If they buy anything at all at any of these 2,500 major national online retailers, a percent of the purchase price will go back to support that charity. And then the third product we have is called gooddining.com. And this is the first ever national dine out for charity program, where if you register a credit card and eat at certain restaurants, up to 6% of the bill, including tax and tip, can go to your favorite charity or school. So it's very simple, and they're all simple everyday actions where people can make the world better at no cost to them.
All right, and so Good Search has been doing this how long?
We've been around about 6 years. We've donated nearly $10 million to our charity partners, including in the Kansas City area, folks like the YMCA of Greater Kansas City, the United Way of Greater Kansas City, Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Kansas City area, so many in your neck of the woods.
All right, and so what's so nice about it, you're going to be on the internet anyway, many people are shopping online, and just with that extra little step, they're able to help someone and help a charity.
Well, that's right, and I looked this up. The National Retail Federation said that the average family will spend $700 on Christmas gifts. The average percent donation in GoodShop.com is 4%, so that's almost $30 that each American family can raise.
We are also talking about the National Day for Giving Back, of course, November 27th, and obviously, you know, people are talking about the economy and that type of thing, but as you mentioned earlier, and we've talked to a lot of charities here in town, you know, it's down. Donations are down, but there are more and more people who need help. I mean, a lot more people who need help. And, you know, food pantries, all sorts of things. So people can just search to see a charity that they would like to help out. And, I mean, it just sounds so like a no-brainer, really, Scott.
It really is. We call it, you know, simple everyday philanthropy or giving without giving. America has the chance to, through their actions, make the world better. Let me tell you something else. Today's Wall Street Journal said that $50 billion was going to be spent on the Black Friday shopping weekend. That's the Friday after Thanksgiving until the Monday after Thanksgiving. Could you imagine, Kathy, if 4% of that went to make the world better at the same time? That's $2 billion that could help every needy charity and school out there.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's say that people aren't sold on this just right now. Where do they go to get more information, Scott?
Yeah. The best place to start would be going to goodsearch.com and then picking a cause. As I said, we have over 100,000 charities and schools nationally. Once they have that cause, then if they go to goodshop.com, which is very easy to find from the site, they then can do all of their holiday shopping there and give back every time they make a purchase.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I mean, I can't imagine someone not thinking, hey, I'm going to be on the internet anyway. I'm going to be doing my holiday shopping. This is just, you know, an added bonus. What has the response been like, let's say, gosh, from the charities?
Well, it's been fantastic. I mean, because the fact is for the charities, there's two pieces. One, as I said earlier, they know that 41% of people are cutting back on their giving this year. And so this is a nice way of giving back through daily actions. And the second piece of it is for those people who are fortunate enough to be able to make a donation to charity, this is a great way that people can support their charity 365 days a year. So with Good Search, what we say is don't use Google, use Good Search because we have a heart. We give a penny back every time you search the web. With Good Shop, as I've said earlier, a percent of your purchase goes back to your favorite charity or school. So charities love this because they get tired of asking people to write a check or to give them their credit card for a donation. And it's a way of keeping motivated people engaged every day of the year.
And you're going to be doing all these things anyway. You're going to be shopping online, going out to eat, that type of thing. So why not? I mean, it just kind of makes sense. Well, Scott, thank you very, very much. And if folks want more information, just go to goodsearch.com. And happy holidays, Scott.
Same to you. Wish you a wonderful holiday season.
All right.
Hang
we got
on.
More on
There's
the way.
There's more on
Stay
the way
with
Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
Meta Weight Loss Clinics, it's the one that works. But if you're looking for a quick fix, this isn't the program for you. Meta Weight Loss Clinics in Overland Park is a lifestyle change. It's a weight loss program carefully monitored by medical professionals, including Dr. James Mirable and his staff of nurses, registered dietitians, and counselors. Dr. Mirable cares about how you feel about yourself. Basically, Meta Weight Loss balances education, appetite management, and the activity it'll take to lose weight and reach your goal for a happier you. Most important, you'll also learn strategies to keep weight off using real food. This is not a quick fix. This is a lifestyle change. Call 913-284-0459 and book an initial consultation to get started to a happier and healthier you. Tell them you heard this on KC Forum.
If you've just tuned in, you are listening to KC Forum, and we are going to talk about Care of Poor People, Winter Survival. This is an event this year because, as Richard Tripp is telling us, unfortunately, Hurricane Sandy has had a definite negative effect on Kansas City, Richard. It's been a pain for you.
It's been a real pain, Kathy. We had materials we had bought for the Survival 12 event. Long John underwear and stuff like this, and we can't find it. I mean, their phone lines are still out on the northeast area and all that type of stuff, and we're going to miss getting that material we had to give out.
And of course, okay, Richard, if you don't know who Richard is, and many people here in Kansas City do because he's been helping the homeless and poor people for years and years and years because he himself, Richard, was homeless for a time.
Yeah, for a whole year, about 30 years ago.
Wow, Richard. Okay, so you know what it feels like to be hungry. You know what it feels like to be cold.
Oh, you better believe it. And the whole purpose of the events we do is to help those that might freeze out there. You know, we don't need no more deaths on our streets.
What is the homeless situation like here in town?
Well, you know, I heard a rumor the other day from the Homeless Coalition that right now they're talking about 25,000 homeless in Kansas City.
Oh, my goodness. And many of those, would they be children or teenagers?
Oh, yeah. You know, and a lot of them, when you say homeless and poor, you know, there's a lot of them that's staying with family that's lost everything, lost their jobs or all that type of stuff. And they live with family until family, you know, just can't support them anymore.
And what we're talking about today is a way for folks out there to help the organization Care of Poor People, because the stuff that you donate, the money you donate, it gets to the people who need it. Because, Richard,
yep.
Because you know what it's been like, and you get it to them. I mean, you are their knight in shining armor.
Well, you know, I tell everybody, we need donations of money. We need the materials, but among about everything else that we need people to come and check us out and come down here and volunteer and not only give us money, but see where that money really goes.
Yeah.
I think it's a very important part of it. If you could see the thankfulness of these people's eyes when you hand them a pair of long johns or some hygiene material that you brought them down and donated, then you get the real feeling of what it's all about, Kathy.
Absolutely. And we're talking about an event that's happening the 24th from noon to 4 at the Midland Metals Building. That's 1219 Lydia, Kansas City, Missouri, where you can bring your donations, cash donations, food, clothing, whatever, because of Hurricane Sandy. Now, you know, times are tough anyway because of the economy, but then you have this storm thrown in, and it is a major setback for the people you're trying to help, you know, just survive the wintertime.
Well, you know, we have our problems just like any part of the nation has theirs. But when you have a big thing like Hurricane Sandy shows up,
yeah,
it throws the whole nation into a flux of not having enough to cover their own.
My goodness. And then Kansas City, we're pretty good, aren't we, the metro area, about helping out. I mean, people are always giving.
Yeah, well, that's true. But like I said, when you have something like Sandy pop up,
yeah,
then you have all the churches and civic groups and everything doing drives for Hurricane Sandy. And, you know, everybody sort of forgets, well, winter's right around the corner.
Yeah.
We're going to have a problem ourselves.
Oh, boy.
And there's only so much material, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you send it all somewhere else, then it leaves those here in trouble.
All right, so Richard Tripp started Care of Poor People, which is a local 501c3, so all your monetary and in-kind donations are tax-deductible. And, of course, Richard started this. His email is richardgtripp@yahoo.com. And may I give your cell phone out, or do you want me to give the other number out?
Yeah, go on. You can give them both out.
All right, so there are two numbers. 816-920-6119, or his cell phone, 816-721-3291. And apparently you're still in need of used and new wintertime clothing for men, women, children.
Right.
And you mentioned earlier long johns. I mean, that can just keep
long john underwear.
Okay, long john underwear, hats, gloves, socks, personal care items. It is so important for those personal care items. A lot of places don't offer those, you know, when they go
That's
to...
True.
Yeah. How important is it to have those, Richard?
It's very important. I mean, the homeless in Kansas City for the last 30 years look to me every year for the material to help them survive in the winter when they're out there on the streets and the old abandoned buildings under the bridges, and I try to have it. When I don't have it, then we got a problem.
Ah.
But, you know, I... Every time when I read the paper in the wintertime and I read where there's a homeless death, it gets to my heart, Kathy.
Mm.
But I do everything I can to make sure that don't happen. But then again, you know, I can only give what I'm given to give.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not a rich man, you know. I used to be a cab driver. I'm not even able to do that now. I just started drawing my Social Security. But, you know, these people need the help. I mean, and they look to us to do it. And I'll be doing it the day I draw.
Richard Tripp from the Care of Poor People. Now, the public is encouraged to bring food and to stay and volunteer at Kansas City's biggest potluck dinner and clothing distribution. So this all goes on Saturday, November 24th from 8 until noon. You'll be accepting food donations. Then at noon, you're going to open the doors, start serving the food that ranges from anywhere from hot dogs, casserole, salad, pie, and just... It's almost like a big welcome wagon. Everybody come on and help each other.
It's like an old-time church social is what it's like.
Yes.
The beautiful part about it, though, is we have Christians, Muslims, and Jews all working side by side feeding the poor and homeless. I mean, how much better can you get than that?
No, it's everybody together. That's what it takes. That's what it takes. And also, clothing and hygiene donations can be brought to Midland Metals Warehouse at 1219 Lydia, starting... the 19th, the 20th, 21st, 23rd, between 8 and 4. 8 and 4. And if you want to find out more about volunteering, you know, you can call Richard or whatever. Richard, you said you're going to be doing this until the day you die. Why?
Well, because it's needed. And, you know, it's just something that I got stuck in me years ago, and I'm not going to stop, you know.
Excellent.
It's something that needs done. These are our brothers and sisters out there. I don't care what religious text you read, whether you believe in the Bible or the Quran or the Torah. It don't matter. We're told what to do with our brothers and sisters. And I just believe in doing what I'm told to do.
You're wonderful, Richard. Keep up the great, great work out there.
Well, thank you so much. You know, we couldn't get it done without people like you, Cassie. You're the one that gets the word out for us.
Richard, thank you. I wish I had a really loud voice. I could yell it all across the world. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you, Donna.
Okay, honey, see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
I use Molly Maid because my house cleaning needs are different from my neighbor's. Only Molly Maid can give my home the pink glove treatment, a thorough deep down cleaning plan designed just for me. Consistent and dependable cleaning with every visit. Molly Maid guarantees I'll be satisfied. Call Molly Maid and ask for the treatment, the pink glove treatment. Call 1-888-393-1879 and mention you heard this on KC Forum with Kathy Quinn to get $15 off your first cleaning. Why do I use Molly Maid? Call them and find out why. Call 1-888-393-1879.
For over 20 years, Summit Lawn and Landscape has provided residential and commercial customers with exceptional quality and service at an affordable price. Summit offers a full landscape design service with two full-time designers. Projects can go from blue line scale drawings to finished products. Proper design can make the difference between an acceptable yard and a truly breathtaking landscape. Landscape design, sprinkler systems, outdoor lighting, fire pits, and lawn fertilization are just a few of the many services Summit Lawn and Landscape offers. At Summit Lawn and Landscape, they know how important it is to maintain and beautify your exterior surroundings, because your lawn and landscape is the first thing people notice. You can ask the pros at Summit Lawn and Landscape by calling 816-966-9434 to make an appointment, or go to their website at summitlawn.com. Let the professional design staff at Summit Lawn and Landscape provide you with the landscape design and your dreams. That's Summit Lawn and Landscape, 816-966-9434, or online at summitlawn.com.
If you just turned the dial, you have tuned it into KC Forum. I'm Kathy Quinn. We are talking to Glenna Greer. She's on the line right now. How are you, Glenna?
Hi, Kathy.
We are going to be talking about women's veterans benefits. There is a fair and resource expo that will have already gone on, but we want to talk about how the VA is helping your female veterans out there.
Well, we have been focusing on outreach tremendously this year, but primarily going into the rural communities. Mm-hmm. And our director asked me and the Women Veteran Coordinator to place a focus on women veteran outreach. So we pulled a team together and we started brainstorming on what would we like to get to do to get the word out. And so we decided that we would show the community the number of women veterans that need their support, but also get the word out on veteran benefits. So it's actually multi-pronged. We felt that women are the caregivers and the support system in the home traditionally, and so we thought we would reach out to groups like Harvesters, Medicare, Medicaid, that would be perhaps support for the family. So not only do we have a tremendous response from our VA family in getting to this event with their benefit information, but we have over 50 vendors and federal agencies that will be there.
My goodness. Okay, so we're talking about the Kansas City VA Medical Center, and we're talking about the benefit. I love the name of the fair and the resource expo. All right, it's called She Served Too. I love it.
Thank you.
Did
absolutely.
You? Yeah, it's wonderful.
Absolutely.
All right, so with these vendors, women veterans can find out, you know, they probably have their own specific needs separate from the men.
That's correct. And they do. I mean, we've long realized that it is being seen as a male-dominated system, which, you know, traditionally the VA is. So we are working very hard to be more family-friendly and to show women that you too have served, and we are developing programs for you. We have a women's clinic here at the hospital. It's very small, but when we move to this honor annex where this event is being held, the women's clinic will move there, and they get all the space. It's it's wonderful. And there's a child play area just adjacent to the waiting area for the women. Military sexual trauma coordinator will be available for them. The whole gamut of healthcare is open to them, but we're trying to make it attractive and easy access for them. We changed the way we did our mammograms, and so a woman comes in for her well woman's appointment. As she leaves, the clerk works with her to schedule her appointment rather than just saying, you've got an appointment Wednesday the 4th. We work with that female to schedule it. I mean, that sounds like something the private sector has been doing for years. We have not. So you see what I mean? We're trying so hard to show women that we value them, their service, their country, and we would love the opportunity to give it back.
And you have so many ways they can find out about, you know, the community resources, such as family support services, job, education assistance. What's the response been like?
Well, we are hoping for a huge crowd. And, of course, with the number of vendors that are coming, we're having fun things like massages.
Oh, yes.
And also, I talked to a female veteran that is on the staff with the executive team here at the hospital, and I asked her opinion. I said, what would you like to see? So we went out to women veterans and said, what would make it valuable to you? The coworker told me, she said, have information on jobs. How do I build a resume? How do I job hunt? So I took that, ran with it. We have two or three different groups coming with job opportunities. They actually do want to talk to the women about job openings. We have our human resource department giving them resume tips, talking to them about veteran benefits at federal agencies. Because you serve, there are certain benefits available to you for employment. And we also, I'm real excited about this. I've heard of this organization, but I have not met anyone in this organization. But it's a group that will provide a professional outfit to a woman who's going back into the workplace. And I think it's called Connections to Success. I don't have my vendor list in front of me, but they are coming with their boutique. Now, how fun is that?
No, that's, you know what, that's fabulous. That's fabulous. I mean, you know, okay, so if the actual fair, the, you know, the resource time for these women, it's not just a one-day thing, really. I mean, this is one day where you're going to have all these vendors, but they can always contact the VA for all this information.
That's correct.
Okay, that's kind of what I wanted to get across.
That is correct. And veteran benefits, you know, they can always contact us. The community resources, we will be able to, with our, through our social workers, to also link them up with a lot of community resources.
And they are out there. You know, sometimes you go from one place to another and people are talking about something that they don't realize there's already a resource in the community. I've done it on stories before where I go, wait a minute. There is an organization that's the basic needs, and they can help you out. So I think the women network so much more.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
We talk a lot.
Well, and I will tell you the response. I sent the invite to the federal agencies in town, and I was blown away by the way that they responded. I would get a call, and then not only did the ladies in these agencies want to join, but they were spreading the word. And we'd get a call from someone saying, I've heard about this. We want to be there. And so I think the outpouring from the community has just been heartwarming to me. I mean, to know that people want to give back to women veterans like this and support them. I can't wait. This is our first time out of the gate with this, and it is so exciting. We are hoping to just blow it away, you know?
Where's a website that people can look up and find out more about the VA and about those systems and those support systems out there?
If you go to, you can always just Google Department of Veterans Affairs, but if you go to the Kansas City website at www.kansascity.va.gov, there is a link to describe our event.
Ah, okay. All right, great. It's Women's Veterans Benefits Fair Resource, and if we're past it, that's okay, because it's there 24/7.
It's there 24/7, and we're hoping to do this again next year.
I love that title, Glenna. She
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you for your support. You've always been a phenomenal support for veterans, and I just so appreciate it.
Well, Glenna, we wouldn't be here if we didn't have our veterans.
I so agree.
All right. Thank you.
Every day is Veterans Day for us.
Absolutely. Hey, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes, you too.
All
bye-bye.
Right. See you later. And I hope the rest of you out there have a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. Take it easy, relax, and thank you so much for joining us here on KC Forum every single Sunday between 6:30 and 7. Of course, it wouldn't be possible if we didn't have Katie Connors, our executive producer, or we have Ed Walker, who gets us on the air. We love him. And of course, fox4kc.com/KC Forum. You can hear the show in case you missed it right there on Fox 4's website. And the elders who allow us to use their music as our bumper music. Okay, until next weekend, remember, nice Thanksgiving to you all out there. See ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.